You are listening to Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. We look around us, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and we see time is moving at a very fast pace. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being removed from us one by one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the signs of the day and the night and their alternation for us to take as a reminder for everything that we do, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرُضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and alternation of the day and the night are signs of those of understanding. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what is our ultimate purpose? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 50 prayers in the night of Al-Isra wa Al-Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows our weakness. He knows that we will become preoccupied with work, school, different chores and different responsibilities. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us and give us a reminder that we are created for worship. We are created to be devote ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone would ask, what has worship got to do with our lifestyle? And with the worship has to do only be for the masjid, the 5 daily prayers, I do my fara'id, I do my obligations, and that's enough. But my dear brother and sister in Islam has to be lived. It's a lifestyle. You look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to eat, how to drink, how to speak to our parents, how to deal with one another, with our neighbor, with a non-Muslim, the business transactions, marriage, different ways of lifestyles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on how to live. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ, that the person, the feet of a servant will not move on the day of resurrection unless he is questioned about 4 things: his life, how he spent it, and his youth, how he consumed it, and his wealth, where he attained it, and how he spent this wealth, is it either halal or either haram, and his knowledge, did he act upon it, or was he neglectful? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, take benefit 5 before 5, your youth before your old age, and your health before your sickness, and your wealth before your poverty, and your free time before your preoccupation, and your life before your death. When does a person have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When does a person has to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should they wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for them? Or should they wait when they get better after their sickness to worship Allah? Or should they wait for the lockdown to finish so they can start worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says. Do not wait till you're healthy or strong to worship Allah, but rather move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you're limping, even if you're in any state you're in, as long as you have a mind that is sane and you have health and you have a tongue that speaks, you never stop worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship your Lord until certainty befalls you, meaning death. And Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, ya ibn Adam innama anta ayyam kullama dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk, that ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, he says, every day that passes, a portion of you has surpassed. And when he was at a graveyard and at the time there was a funeral and they buried a Muslim brother, and the people and his students around the grave, Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, if this person was brought back to life, it was given the blessing to come back to life, what would he be doing? And someone said he'll be praying, and someone said he'll be fasting, and someone said he would give in charity. They do righteous, different righteous of righteous deeds. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah says, it has surpassed him. It's too late for him. Do not let it surpass you. Do not wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes your situation for you to start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that passed away yesterday, he said, tomorrow I'll start praying. And the sister that passed away yesterday, she said, I'll put the hijab on tomorrow. And tomorrow never came for them. When does a person have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do not delay the repentance, no matter what situation you're in. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, there are two blessings that many people lose. نِعْمَتَانْ مَقْبُنٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. That many people lose, they are the health and they are the blessing of free time. And we see around us many of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken away from us. That sin that we are always attached to has a price that we have to pay for. Never ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heedless of every action that you do. There's always a price for every single sin that you anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, whether behind closed doors. Don't be surprised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing trials over trials. The trials are always upon us every second of our lives. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is taken away from us, we start feeling the heaviness and the harm of this trial, because our heart doesn't become attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it was before. Before the lockdown, the masajid were full. We are always reminded by our brothers or by the lecture or by the khutbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to make the path for you easy to return to Him. When slowly you don't appreciate, you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to take it away from you. And all of a sudden you become surprised. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not answering my dua? Why isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not solving my problems and all these issues that I'm going through, especially in today's time and age? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and compassion? The scholars, they said, when a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the blessing of a person because of three reasons. The first reason, this person didn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. He took it for granted. He didn't show gratitude and appreciation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing great deeds. Secondly, he used this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commit sin and to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. How dare anyone use the blessing of Allah to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sin? And thirdly, this person, he mocked another person with that blessing that he has for another person, another Muslim person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bestow this blessing upon. And we need to always be heed, and we always must contemplate on every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, especially in times of hardship, especially when we see there's so many people getting sick, death around us, all around us, and people being buried every second week or every second day. We need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, fix your obligations between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fix that lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, صِبْغَةَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. He said, صِبْغَة comes from the word صَبْغ. It means when they soak the fabric or the material, when they place the dye on the fabric, the entire fabric becomes filled with color. The person has to have sibra, has to soak his inside and outside with Islam, not just the outside. Islam is not just a religion we practice and that's it, we go home and that's it, khalas. Islam has nothing to do with our lives. Islam is inside out religion. It is a religion that is lived and not only practiced. And as we mentioned before, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in a beautiful verse, he says, وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, it's a verse, a warning for those who have been have shortcomings, and a reminder for the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and giving charity, before a time comes to one of you and you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return you back to this life, so you can give in charity and so you can become of the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not delay a single soul when its time has come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted in your actions. We'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our times, and we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, to continue to bless us, and to forgive our sins, and to not bestow his anger to Allah and send down his anger and his wrath because of the sins that we perform day in, day out. We must take heed of the reminders around us and the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. Yesterday, a person passed away. The person last week, they passed away. How long does a person live? 60, 70, 80 years. The person that passed away 100 years ago or 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago, they until today, they are still in the graves. How long does a person live? Isn't this life worth sacrificing everything for an eternal life in Jannah? As we speak today, there are people being blessed in their graves. And as we speak today, there are people being punished until Yawm al-Qiyamah. How many years until Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It is worth to sacrifice everything and every minute. That moment that you were lazy to pray on time, or that moment that you were lazy to put the hijab on, you fear the social outcomes of the social harms. What do you fear on your deathbed when you are hopeless and weak? You have no one to help you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Except what you have deserved from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. That's what helps you and aids you and supports you in those difficult times. Let's earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy with returning to Him every moment and every time that we are able to, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away those blessings from us. أقول قولي هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.